Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 5:45, Get Her Done Tuesday. Hello, Vincent.
Hello.
What's going on with Baby Watch 2018?
No baby.
No baby?
No,
did you get the membrane stripped again?
Yesterday was a weird day. We had a lot of the kid had to go to the doctor, the missus had to go to the doctor, and Uncle Keith is in town.
Oh.
So we have a lot going on.
What's Uncle Keith doing up here? Just thought this would be a great time for a visit.
No, it's baby related, mm-hmm. And you know, he was able to put in for work. He works for UPS as a mechanic, so he puts in for different. They have this weird thing where you fill in for someone in a different airport.
Wow.
So,
like a sub.
Yeah, but it creates a hole where you left. I don't understand why that. It's not for me to understand, right. But that's how that works. So he fills in for someone who's taken a vacation. So he put in for San Jose and got it, and he's working over there.
That's great. It's not even like it's vacation time. He's just
able, right.
He stays with you and
yeah. Well, they give him a hotel too.
Oh, wow.
So he hung out with that's
interesting.
His niece.
She loves Uncle Keith too. There's one picture where she's braided his beard or something. It's the cutest. She just looks so proud of herself.
But he's super rough around the edges, so he's not. He's great, don't get me wrong, but he's, you know, the braiding of the beard, he can just stand there and be like, okay. But he's not. He doesn't have kids, he's not around kids.
So
he's,
is he like cursing and telling sailor stories?
Yeah, like what is the sailor stories?
Smoking in front of her drinking?
No, well, there's definitely been conversations like, look, you know, it's really not going to do well for you to be funny with the child. Mm. The missus isn't going to find the humor in that, and you're going to really find yourself on the outside of invitations.
Oh.
If something happens to the child.
Yes, nothing can happen to the child.
In your efforts to be funny or find great posts for your Instagram, you know, as the kid is whatever, on the back of your motorcycle or...
So you're saying he just doesn't make great decisions?
Well,
or is
I'm saying he's a bachelor.
Right.
And
no kid
and
experience.
And he lives that to the... I told you he has a slushy machine and a pizza oven.
Listen,
he's got
you had me and he's got a tattoo of his own face on his shoulder.
He's got a monster truck. I mean, a real one. Mm. I called the ladies thing a monster truck. It just fills the whole space. He's got a real monster truck. Yeah. Like, you can't... You couldn't even pull it in downstairs.
Right.
It's too tall.
It's too tall, right. I'm sure that the tires are probably too tall to get
He's
in downstairs.
He's got four motorcycles.
Oh, boy. He really is a bachelor.
And, like, four other cars in different...
states of repair.
States of well, of rebuild. Uh-huh. Like, he's going to trick them all out. Yep. And
he is going to do that.
Oh, he's in the middle of doing it in different...
Right.
I don't know where they are since I was last there.
But he does that regularly? Restores cars?
That's his thing.
Sells them, or...?
No, that's how he has so many. He just...
Buys cruddy cars and fixes them up. And
So he's got two... Two of the motorcycles he has are like the fastest motorcycles, production motorcycles. I'm like, why do you have two?
I don't know. I really like it.
Oh my God.
What if one of them gets some dust on it? I can add the other one.
You bought two of them.
What are they, like Ducatis or something?
They're, no, well, I don't know what they are, but they're like 11, they're bigger than 1100s, which is... I don't know.
Bryn would know.
Would know
where's
this.
Where's Bryn? Bryn actually would be highly interested in this conversation.
Sounds like you gave him a lot of work.
Oh, is he busy?
I didn't give him that much work today. I didn't think I did.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I had him editing a song.
Oh.
Oh.
For one of the breaks.
But he's great, and he spent time with her, and, you know, that's... and.
Does he have the kind of patience to hang with a kid?
Yeah,
all day?
He does. I think, though, that, like, you know, we're going to be careful with that because I certainly, I want him to be a good uncle and he wants to be a good uncle. But I also do think that he's not going to be like, you know, my kid asked, she's four. She asked 10 million questions and often they're repeats hoping for the answer she wanted in the first place.
Like, yes.
Right.
Never as we'll see.
Well, what is the plan if, let's say, so he's not staying at the house.
He didn't last night. He might tonight. I don't know. He's welcome.
She goes into labor and you have to take her to the hospital.
He'll come.
So what about his work the next day?
He's working evenings.
Oh.
So he's, I don't know the hours, but it's short.
Right.
It's a short, it's like from 3 to 8 or something. It's a weird thing. Yeah, like he checked his phone and said the plane that I'm working on hasn't arrived yet.
Oh.
And this was at noon yesterday.
So somehow. I see. So he goes in, he does whatever's required. And so in a way, it is like a semi time off. That seems like a short shift. And
I don't know.
So it's a weird thing that they do. It's great. It's good that it worked out. But the plan is that if she goes into labor,
he'll help. We have a neighbor we really like
good.
That will also be glad to come over.
I'm relieved to hear about the neighbor.
And, listen, my brother will be great, and I'm not trying to break his eggs because he is great. But I'm trying to explain to you that there are reservations on our end because we don't want him to be in a situation where he's like, I can't hang with this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Kids are a lot of work.
I know the feeling.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I've been in it, and I'm the parent, and I've been like, I got to get out of here. Yeah.
Oh, thank God you're back.
I got to get out of here.
I'm disappearing right now.
I don't know.
Yeah. Kids are, they're just so much. They're overwhelming.
Well, 415, why do you have more than one surfboard, Vinny?
Well, that's, you know what? I would be happy to answer that. Surfboards are very much like a golf bag. You have different boards for different types of waves, just like a golf club is for a different type of hit.
That makes sense.
Whether it's the grass or
a motorcycles, long drive. You can only ride one at a time. Well, and if you have two of the exact same one.
It's the two of the exact same one that's weird.
Well, he's a collector. And he's a bachelor, and he doesn't have some woman going, why do you have two of them?
Right.
You know, let's not be the woman in his life.
And you know what? He's cool. Like, last time I was there, he goes, here's the keys. Go have fun. And I said, you know what? I'm not doing that.
Oh, good. So smart.
The last thing I need is to be on the fastest production motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. Did you take one of the slow ones?
No,
then?
I didn't. I just said, listen, I'm fine. But yeah, I haven't ridden in a while, so I wasn't about to jump up from nothing to that.
Right. Yeah. Motorcycles, don't do it.
They're fun. They're really fun.
Listen, I'm sure they are fun.
Many times.
Super dangerous.
I actually think the reason I find them dangerous is when you have them as your only mode.
Yeah.
I did that for a while.
Right.
And when you're late for something or you have to drive in the dark. That's
or in the rain.
The most, the rain's bad too, but the most hairball thing is night. Because your little headlight only gives you the smallest... Like beyond that, you're just hoping that you know what you're watching? You're watching the cars in front of you to see if they move from anything. That's your way of knowing if there's something that's going to be in the road.
Oh God, they're so dangerous.
Mm. Gnarly. Yeah. Anyway, are we on that?
I like those three wheelers. They have
no.
Yeah. No, I like those.
Bogus.
Sort of cruising.
No
cruising
way.
Bikes.
You don't like those.
No,
you're just being ridiculous. Let's talk about something else. Can we talk about the thing that came down yesterday?
Oh, my God. It's all I've been thinking about for 24 hours.
It's locked in.
Go on.
So yesterday, we're all sitting in the office after the show.
Blah, blah, blah.
As we do. Blah, blah, blah. Talking smack about everything. And our boss, Michael Martin, who is in the office next to us. He's in the corner office, everybody.
That's right.
He's got the view.
He's the boss.
He is the boss.
Boss man.
He stopped by and, you know, just a little hello.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, what's going on? And we chatted for a little while, and you know, I showed him my eyeball because that's, you know, the curiosity. So we're just, you know, having it, and then he goes away for 5 minutes or so, and all of a sudden he walks back over and he goes, "Hey, you guys want to have Steve Perry on?" What did he say exactly?
I don't even remember because I was in shock. I think we all turned around and went, "What?"
We all turned around and I went,
"Are you joking?"
I went, "Yes, yes, yes, I would like to have him on. I've just peed myself." And so that's, you know, please excuse the pee. Yeah, he so very casually said, "Yeah, Steve Perry's got some new music. Steve Perry's back, everybody.
Are you interested?"
Yeah, are you guys interested? Like, yes, yes, I am
very
interested.
He's getting back into the game, and he's got a couple songs. He said one of them crushes.
Yeah, he loved one of the songs. So Steve Perry is going to be on tomorrow, on the phone tomorrow. And then he's going to, is the 28th locked in too?
That is not locked in just yet. When is,
So I guess,
tomorrow's
we have to
a
not,
tryout.
We have to not blow it tomorrow on the phone.
Be cool tomorrow, man.
All right. Try and be cool. It'll actually, it's a good warm up for me. It'll actually ease me in. Because
you know what's so funny?
He's my freaking hero.
Just this morning, and I don't, I'm assuming there was some reason that it was, when you guys reposted it on purpose. Just this morning.
It popped up in my memories this morning, so I threw it on.
Okay.
So I shared it.
It's the video of Neal Schon walking in here and surprising you.
Oh, man.
And you, your first reaction is to walk over to that wall and bang your head into it.
Well, I'm like, I gotta wake up.
So the
clearly
video,
I'm asleep.
Hopefully. So it's on your page, Yuzette?
Yeah.
On Facebook. Go to Yuzette's page. It's a video of Neal Schon walks in. Hooman's following him with the camera to get video of it. But the video cameras we have in here, the looking glass cameras, catch Sarah, who goes, "Oh, my God!" and then walks over and slams her head into the wall twice before going back to the... And then the look on your face freezes, which is your jaw dropped. Ah! And I don't think your jaw closed the rest of the time he was here.
Neal Schon walked in. Like, it was it was just, look, you know, I love Journey. Like, I just, and I just always have. It was one of the first albums I ever got. I just love them. And I still remember, it's so funny because when we were talking about this morning, the first time I ever heard Steve Perry's voice was on the song Feeling That Way. And I wasn't, Journey really wasn't on my radar. Like, I think Greg Raleigh was the singer to that point. And they'd had a couple albums and some success, I'm sure. You know, certainly here in the Bay Area, they played tons of shows. I've even seen them with some other guys singing and before Steve Perry was in the band even. So there's a song called Feeling That Way. And Greg Raleigh's singing the verse. And he's like, "You feeling? You feeling that way too?" Oh, here we go. Oh, you're so good, Bryn. His voice is perfectly pleasant. There's nothing wrong with it. I am feeling. I'm feeling that way too. And then suddenly, this searing, soaring voice.
Let him go.
Here comes Greg. "She feeling." It's like, it's like the frog and the princess or something. Like, like the...
Sorry, Greg.
Yeah, sorry, Greg.
That's what happened, too. Greg went, "I guess I'm going to take my piano and leave now."
Right.
Crunch.
And now listen to the harmonies. Like, even that second verse when Steve's doing the harmonies over it, it just brings it up. His voice is so much lighter and so much freer. Oh, my God. I just... Only one... So that was the very... Oh, crank.
God. Are you feeling?
You know what's so funny, too? This record, the next song on the album is Anytime That You Want Me. And it's just so funny because, like, kids don't have the album experience anymore. Like, every time this song ends, the next song, you know,
I'm just
knowing that that's the next thing. I know that where the key is. I know that, you know, you just know the... Oh, it's funny.
So anyway.
So he's coming on. He's going to be on tomorrow. We're going to play the new song.
He's back.
Yeah.
It's really cool because here's my part. Really, this is a you thing, and I'm excited. I'm looking forward to hearing you do your thing. You're going to love it.
I'm going to try to not be a complete idiot.
Just say stuff.
I'm going to try and say stuff, Vinny. It's going to be hard for me.
No, you can do it.
It's going to be hard.
I know you can do it.
God, just to look at him, I think it might burn my eyeballs out.
Things got weird when Journey went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It was weird because Steve Perry showed, right? But he wouldn't sing.
Right.
And so...
feeling that way.
There was conversation about would he perform with them, wouldn't he? And then it just didn't happen.
Right. There it is. There's the next song.
And then there's been a lot from Neil about how he would do anything to perform with Steve again.
He would leave Journey to be in another
band
with Steve.
What he said was, I would love to have him come back and perform with us, but that's weird. Maybe him and I could just do something, just us. Mm. So it's so obvious that he knew this was coming and wanted to be. And I don't know what their deal is. I have no idea, but. Neil's clearly said, I would love to work with you.
Anytime, any place. I'll do anything to make that happen.
And it kind of was foreshadowing to this, which is clearly Steve Perry's coming back.
Yeah.
You know, like he's back and he's got songs and apparently has never stopped writing.
Yeah. John was saying, so of course, yesterday I get home, I'm like,
guess what happened today? I think Steve Perry's coming in. He's like, oh my God.
He goes, I had a feeling something was going on with Steve because during this past season of American Idol, Steve Perry was in the audience. And and Katy Perry said something along the lines of, oh my God, I can't believe Steve Perry's in the audience. And so Ryan Seacrest goes up with the mic and he's, you know, hey, how you doing? Mm-hmm. And Steve's, you know, just looking like older Steve Perry. and he goes, I was like, oh, for him to... A, be there, and B, let himself be singled out.
Yeah.
He's trying to get back in everybody's thought process. Uh-huh. Because really, what I've heard from Steve Perry, I don't even know how long. Like, when is the last Journey record came out with him? When was his last solo album? Like, 20 years ago? More? Before we were even
here? Let me ask you this. You're going to probably want to know, or one of us should know
solo
this.
Solo singles, I see the last one in 98.
So was his last work, public works, solo or Journey? I know Oh Sherry was solo, and that was the thing where
that
he clearly
was earlier,
had left
right.
Journey for...
Could it be 81? That last time he was with Journey? That doesn't
no,
sound
that
right.
Doesn't, no, that's not right.
Because I saw them in 84, 85.
I don't know. I've seen like some compilation stuff.
We'll have to figure that out.
Yeah. We will have
or
to.
Or we'll just ask him.
Right. But really, what I've heard of him in at least 20 years is... You see him at Giants games.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he got on stage. I can't think of the name of the band. But
the Eels.
Okay. So the Eels did a cover of some Journey song. And
I don't even know if it was that.
And sang it.
I think that he had been going to their shows for some reason. And they knew he was in the audience and tried to get him on stage.
And he got on.
Yeah, he did. But I don't even think that they...
Wasn't a Journey song necessarily?
I don't remember that. I just remember that it was less than... practiced and less than
right
a less, stellar moment right. It wasn't probably something he
doesn't want us to play that for him
right
okay
I don't think so
that's a good I'm gonna mark that down on my okay. things I shouldn't do in front of Steve Perry in order to make sure that he comes in studio you know I mean plus he's a hometown hero here you know
yeah.
I grew up on the other side of the country and I was in love and you guys must be over the freaking moon.
They were the first concert or the first band we saw alone as kids. We saw lots of concerts before, but the first time, you know, we took the bus.
That's they
out
were my
to,
first concert.
To Oakland Coliseum.
That's so funny. I saw him with Bryan Adams opened, and Randy Jackson was on bass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, with Journey.
Yeah, with Journey, and I think that was my first real concert. Because you'd go
it was
to
like a
some
day on the
local
green.
Or
yeah.
What was
you know,
that?
Whatever.
The Frontiers album.
That I don't
was
know
like
which album.
A later
it was.
Album, right?
Well, it was 84, 85. So I'm not sure. Escape was the first record I think I ever got from them.
Yeah.
Our one.
So they have. They say that his last performance with Journey was in '91.
Mm. 91, almost,
dang.
Almost 30 years ago. I was at the liquor store the other day.
Yeah.
And you know,
I hope this ends well.
It doesn't end well. It's a sad story. In that, remember when you were a kid and they would have like the you must be. You know, have been born in this
sure.
thing to in this year, and it would always be, you know, like a couple years before or after I was born or whatever. I wasn't old enough. So I looked down at the tabletop and it says, you must be born in 97. I was like, 97? Wasn't that like 4 years ago? You're selling liquor to four-year-olds? It's crazy. I can't believe it's 2018. I can't believe that almost 30 years have gone by since the last Journey. What was on that last Journey record? Were there any hits on it? Probably, right?
So Frontiers is the one I'm thinking of, which is much earlier. It was 83. But that was the one with Separate Ways. I learned some of these songs on guitar because my guitar teacher was like, this guy's a guitar god. You're learning these. Because I would bring him crap.
Right.
I'd come in with crap and he'd go, okay, that's a C and a D. Now, can I show you a song that you're going to... So, Faithfully, Send Her My Love.
Right.
Remember those?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that was their last huge album.
Right.
I think.
That sounds about right. I don't remember.
Raised
too
on
much.
Radio was 86. Do you remember that?
I remember the record, but I don't remember. What are the songs on that?
Oh, Girl Can't Help It.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that was a hit.
86 looks like the last biggie.
What's the first one that he's on? The one with Greg Raleigh with Feeling That Way and any time that you want me. It's so funny because I don't know if Pat's this guy that plays guitar with us, Pat. He's also a filmmaker.
Our friend Pat. In his movie.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a Journey fan or if he just puts up with them because I love them so much. But we came up with this. We have this huge medley of like Journey songs that we do where we just meld from one to the next. My other fantasy. As I was talking to John about this yesterday, I was like, oh, man, I should play Stone in Love and see if he'll sing it. John's like, would you stop it? It's like, he's not going to want to do that. I'm like, oh, God. Everyone's so smart except me. I just don't know how to act around people.
Just talk to him.
I can't.
You love him. Just talk to him.
Infinity.
Infinity is that first one that he's on?
Yes. Okay. Is that,
What year? What year?
That's in 78. Infinity. 78, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I'm super excited. Anyway, so if you're just joining us, it looks like Steve Perry is going to be on the phone tomorrow and hopefully in studio in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Which would be great.
So excited. And has new music. I mean, I think that's really, like, it's big news. The biggest news for me is, like, I might actually get to touch Steve Perry.
Well, listen, too, this is important. Michael Martin knows music. He's into it, like, loves music. And he said, one of the songs kills.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't just say that because he knows we're going to come on the air and say that.
Right.
What I just said.
Right.
That he said
this
it
is the
kills.
One that Michael Martin says kills.
So it's got to be good.
Right.
He's into it.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope so. I'd love to see him have another hit. Wouldn't that be crazy?
You know,
absolutely.
Wouldn't it be great to see him tour?
It would be. Neil Schoenshine is just going to die.
Well, who knows? Maybe they'll reunite.
Well, maybe. I mean, that'd be great. But the thing about Neil is, as much as I'm sure he loves still being successful and in Journey, you know, there's strife in that band. There's been a lot of stories in the last year plus.
They're currently doing sellout tours with Def Leppard. So as much strife as you might have, you're also like, ching.
Right. I'm sure it's a good day when
Neil,
you go to the bank.
We were already late. I can't believe it. But he married that lady who was like a...
kind of a semi-reality
TV star.
Michaela.
Mm-hmm. And who was apparently an ex-girlfriend of his from back.
A long time ago, right.
And then she's just gone poof. Like,
oh, yeah.
She was They're all over the...
They seem happily to be existing
together. I follow them on...
You do?
Facebook. Man, they're always professing their love for each other. And I just go, oh, that's so awesome.
It's great. That they sort of found each other and made it. Like, she left her husband and ran off with Neil Schoenshine. Uh-huh.
Well, you know, Neil was probably like, this guy?
And he had just married some Playboy chick.
Yes.
Like, he dumped his wife, too.
Right.
Like, they saw each other. I think she went backstage at a concert and they locked eyes and went, what are we doing?
Yep.
How are we not together?
Yep. Oh. I do feel bad for her ex-husband.
I feel bad for everybody else involved, but not them.
He went broke.
The heart wants what it wants.
Right. Sure. Sure it does.
Well, congratulations to everybody involved. Well, to most people. Okay, so KLSC, KLSC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.